Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad. Uber is testing a new feature that allows some California drivers to set their own fares. It's a reaction to a new state law that threatens to drastically change the company's business model. Capital Public Radio's Scott Rodd reports.
Adnan Budawi has been an Uber driver for 4 years. When he saw the new feature, he immediately gave it a shot. He says even a small rate increase can add up for drivers.
If you go 10 miles, you paying was $9, you paying now $10. It's not that much difference, my friend, but it makes difference to us as a driver.
Uber is testing the new feature at 3 airport locations, Palm Springs, Santa Barbara, and Sacramento, where Badawi picks up passengers. Drivers can raise fares in 10% increments, up to 5 times the base rate. Riders are matched with the lowest fare. That means drivers with higher fares may need to wait longer. The change comes in response to a new California law that would require more companies to convert their workers to employees and offer them benefits and added protections. Uber's new feature is an effort to keep their workers as contractors by giving them more control on the clock. In the coming days, Uber says it will also allow drivers to decrease their fares below the base rate. In Sacramento, I'm Scott Rodd.
California has more than twice as many certified organic farms than any other state, according to the latest federal numbers. While that may sound impressive, the rate at which farms are transitioning to organic is actually slowing. Cap Radio's Randall White explains.
The USDA's Ag Census compares numbers from 2012 and 2017. It shows nearly 5% of California's 70,000 farms are certified organic. Wisconsin had the second largest number at 2%. But when you look at trends in California, the numbers show fewer acres in the state are in the process of becoming organic, down 20%. Kelly Damewood heads California Certified Organic Farmers. She believes there are two possible reasons.
I think the first factor is a general overall trend to consolidation. So less people growing more and taking more of the market share.
She says supply is also closer to catching demand than it was in 2012, with some of that produce rotating seasonally out of Arizona and Mexico. The trend nationwide shows an increase in transitioning acreage, up 15%. This month, farmers completed a follow-up survey with new numbers expected in October. In Sacramento, I'm Randall White.
Authorities say 4 people have been killed in the crash of a small airplane at an Inland Empire airfield. Police say the plane crashed Wednesday at Corona Municipal Airport. Firefighters found the plane burning in brush on the east side of the airport. The Corona Fire Department says 4 fatalities were confirmed. The airport has been closed to flights. The airport website says it's strictly for recreational aviation and has several hundred general aviation aircraft based there. The Federal Aviation Administration and National Transportation Safety Board will investigate. A California man was sentenced to 5 years in federal prison without parole for his role in a scheme to cash more than $447,000 in stolen refund checks. Prosecutors say the multi-state scheme involved cashing the checks by using fake driver's licenses. Dante Chestnut of Ontario, California, pleaded guilty in July to conspiracy to commit bank fraud, and aggravated identity theft. Chestnut admitted that he and others stole tax refund checks from the mail in April 2016. They then used fraudulent driver's licenses and identification documents to cash the checks at Academy Bank branches in Arizona, Colorado, Kansas, and Missouri. With Empire KBCR News, I'm Shereen Awad.